What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
Carver High, as you know, I get in a lot of fights. Mostly, primarily 90% playing basketball, 10% with just people I don't like. Did our boy Coffee start throwing haymakers at the basketball game a couple weeks ago? Did we have a little Coffee siding with a haymaker? Because I'm proud of him. If he did, I heard our boy KW may have been involved, which I'm also proud of. Anyone with the Mahorn Lame Beer Club, join Uncle Futrelli in the well. We like going in. You got to kill the women and children. Send Pharrell. Send Coffee. Send KW. Somebody's got to get nasty up in this hizzy.
There have been some reports of that. I have not reviewed the footage to find out the validity of said accusation. So I am not sure on that front.
I heard our boy KW may have left the bench early and did a little Mike Evans. I'm proud of you, KW. That's what I'm talking about, big fella. Get some of that in there.
All right. Woo! Jaguars visit SoFi this Sunday to take on the Chargers. Here's the situation. We gave you the notes last hour. The Chargers, of course, Herbert hurt the ribs last Thursday against the Chiefs. They think he wanted to play. They were going to let him decide what's going on. He did not take the first team reps at the media portion of practice today. The books seem to feel he's not going to play. They've dropped the line from -7 to -3. This was Staley the other day basically saying, we're going to let him tell us how he feels. And as we sit here on Friday, Scotty, it sounds like he feels like he might not be able to go. Here's Staley.
Justin is day-to-day. I think he's gotten a lot of rest since the last game. But I think the nature of the week is it's truly going to be case-by-case, day-by-day basis. I know that he's feeling more comfortable. I know that he was able to do some light throwing yesterday, some rotational work. But we're just going to take it day by day and see where his comfort level is and truly trust him and let him kind of be the guide of where we're at and make sure we're prepared either way.
Look, we've been through this, right? Like you break ribs, you tear rib cartilage. It is nasty, man. You cannot do anything. And I am certain of one thing. It does not get better in a week. I believe throwing a football 80 miles an hour will re-aggravate that cartilage tear as sure as I'm sitting here. I tore mine. I broke ribs. Mafia was there. It is no joke. I couldn't even do anything. I mean, literally nothing. If I would have got a cough while I had that injury, if I got a cold and a cough and I had to cough every 30 seconds or a minute, you know, when you get a cough, I would have killed myself. I mean it. Like, that's how bad it hurt. Like, it was like having a gigantic machete inside your rib cage, just cutting you up like a slab of beef at the butcher shop. If he doesn't go, I still like him to beat the Jags in LA. I don't care if Sister Teresa plays quarterback.
Well, it won't be Sister Teresa. It would be Chase Daniel, of course, who has made a lot of money being a backup quarterback in the NFL.
And he's good.
Taking a lot of snaps. And he'll get in there. He took the first reps today.
So he's like Fitzpatrick
against Jackson.
He can play.
I lean with you. I think I still like the Chargers, even if Chase Daniel's playing. I think that's the kind of game where you get Eckler a lot more involved.
Yeah.
Give him the rock. screens, run the football, let that great vaunted defense that we hear so much about all the time, right, the great Charger D, let them go and shut Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars down and win a game like that. We welcome in all the radio affiliates from coast to coast. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, all the affiliates, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Sirius, God bless you. Here's the deal. Is there one person on this network watching right now that trusts the Jacksonville Jaguars to fly 3,000 miles into another time zone and win a football game? Have they ever won a football game 3,000 miles from that hole they play in Jacksonville? How does no sound for an answer? They could let Austin Eckler play quarterback. They could let the water boy play quarterback. In fact, I heard today they called Dr. Chow and asked him if he wanted to come back to the team and play quarterback. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm all over. I don't care if Jesus plays quarterback.
I heard Dr. Zhivago has been working on the fade pattern there with his son.
To Williams.
So he might be able to get it going. All right, let's try to rip through a couple of these other games. The Texans are in Chicago against the Bears on Sunday, Scotty. As I was telling you the other day, I love the Bears in this game. I don't. The Texans 2 weeks in a row on the road. I'll probably get burned. It's now up to the Bears minus 3. 39 is the total. Give me Justin Fields and the Bears.
Yeah, I'm on the Bears. I got it at 2.5. I don't even want to talk about it.
The Eagles will visit the football team, Washington, FedEx Field, minus 6.5. Eagles have looked real good the first 2 weeks, Scotty. Carson Wentz faces his old team.
Well, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. This boils down to that number. I think Wentz will be in the game. I mean, the game's at FedEx, the dump. It's going to be lit. And I think they might be in the game. I think the Eagles are on easy street right now. I think they're acting like they can just beat anybody and they're going to just rack up 40 points a week every week. I don't think that's who they really are, so I think it might end up being a game.
I think their fans are feeling that too, Scotty. You start to hear the Eagle fans, they're chirping a little bit. Usually they get a loss like this, it kind of puts them back to reality.
Back to reality.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to say, because we never mentioned it, I just saw it again. Carver High, that George Pickens catch last night in that game with the Browns, with that falling backwards sideways, one-handed from a bizarre body angle and then, like, hammering his entire 200 pounds on the ground on his shoulder. I can't believe he didn't separate his shoulder. I can't believe he caught it. That was the best catch I think I may have ever seen in my life.
Got us over that number yesterday, too, for that prop. Got all those receiving yards.
Yes, sir.
Got over that 26, 27 and a half on one catch. That's what we like to see.
And we said that's what it would be, one catch.
We said it, one catch. That's all we might need from him, and that ended up being it. I just saw Herbert just spoke to the media in L.A., Scotty. His ribs feel good. He says his ribs feel good and that the decision on him playing will not be made until Sunday. So I say that's just smoke, and I'll go with the people that make the numbers who dropped it 4 points this afternoon who think he's not going to play. I trust them more than I trust Herbert at the podium.
Well, then this is the greatest thing that's happened to me in a month. Give me the Chargers minus 3.
There you go. Falcons and Seattle on Sunday up in the Pacific Northwest. The Falcons did spend the entire week out on the West Coast after losing that game to the Rams last week.
Sightseeing.
Seahawks were favored early in the week. Middle of the week, the Falcons were 1-point favorites. And now back on Friday, we are back to Seattle minus 1 with a total of 42.
I got to tell you, Carver High, I like the Falcons to win the game outright. I thought there's a lot of things I like about them. I think Mariota's been good. London's been good. They don't throw it enough to Pitts. But they looked really good coming back on the Rams, like a team that could really move it around and make things happen. I have not seen that from the Seahawks. I think it'll be difficult to win in Seattle with that crowd all drunk and lit. But I think I'm going to go for it with Atlanta here. I don't believe in the Seahawks.
I like that they – I always like when teams do this, when they stay out west for the entire week, when they have the back-to-back West Coast games. And I think their offense is a lot better than Seattle's. Like, even though Seattle's won a game, like, their offense sucks, like, with Geno and the guys that they got. I feel like Atlanta can – move the football and actually put some points up. So I'm with you. I'll go there.
Look, yes. I think Lockett and Metcalf are a problem. Okay. So if you can shut that down in some capacity, they're very beatable. If you can't stop them, you will lose in Seattle because that crowd is worth, I think, again, for me, I'm going to say 3 to 5 points.
Sunday night football this week, the primetime game, the 49ers, now Jimmy G in the saddle for the rest of the year, as we know, into Denver to take on the Broncos, Russell Wilson and company. They're 1-1. You wouldn't know it listening to their fans. So they've been very spotty offensively, 1,000 trips into the red zone. They can't get a touchdown. Right now, the Niners, Scotty, -1.5 on Sunday night.
I think their problems are really going to take off after they lose this game at home to the Niners. Okay, so let's just leave it at that.
Yep, I'm with you. I like the Niners in that game on Sunday night as well. They're going to be a problem now that Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. Monday night, Giants and Cowboys. You'll do this more on Monday on Coast to Coast, but I saw these clips and I had to bring them your way. The Giants off to their best start in years. They're 2-0. Things are going good. Got a big primetime game at home. I mean, you wouldn't know it by listening to these clips. First, here's their $72 million wide receiver who only played 2 snaps last week. He thinks he should be playing more. Kenny Golladay, here we go.
Accepted the role. I mean, do you accept this?
I mean, I really didn't, you know, have a choice. Like I said, I don't agree with it.
Kenny, bottom line is, earned, do you think you've earned, if you're on the field every day and other people aren't, do you think you should be earning more playing time because you're putting the time in and out there?
I should be playing regardless.
Bottom line, if you are not going to play, do you want to be here? If you are not, if this is going to be your playing time,
We're not going to get into all that right now. But we're going into week three. We're going to see how it goes. It's a lot of football left.
Yeah, they're paying him a lot of money to not play. I got to be honest with you. And I'm not really overly excited about their passing game to begin with. I mean, I guess Shepard's okay. Would you play him? I would play him. I got to be honest.
I'd play him as well. Dable does not like – it's clear that Dable don't want nothing to do with him. He didn't play him in – he didn't give him reps with the first team in the training camp. He played 2 snaps.
Well, trade him.
Yeah, exactly. The guy's an anchor in terms of the salary cap, which is the biggest problem. But it is
change and trade
the next one. Here's their top five pick, pass rusher Kayvon Thibodeau. Has not played the first 2 games, as we know. Sounds like, once again, he's going to play this week. We thought that last week as well, and he didn't play. Here he is kind of giving the media the business about asking him questions about his health before he's even played a game in the NFL. Here we go.
Is it more important that you feel in your head I am 100% or that they feel you're 100%?
Who's going to play? All right, let's just take a timeout. Let's decompress. Let's restart the camera.
Timeout, Carver High.
Only ask questions that we don't know the answer to. Okay, if we don't know the answer, let's ask them. But if we know the answer, I'm the only person that can go out there and play, so I'm the only one that can say if I'm able to play. So, yeah.
Okay, welcome to New York, kid. You're going to be asked 5 million questions every week when you're the top draft pick, and he hasn't played yet, and they need to get him out there. Everybody wants to watch him play. I don't believe he's so wrecked he can't play. I'll tell you what, I was thinking about Golladay for a minute. I mean, the Bucs could sure use him. Their entire receiving core is cripple. They signed Cole Beasley, who was making sandwiches at the deli when they called him. I mean, can we get a deal? Why wouldn't Light be on the phone with Shane doing a deal for Golladay to at least hold down the fort while all of their guys? And you know, another guy I would consider trading for is Julio Jones. You know, he never plays. I mean, I'm talking about get Golladay there because he never plays. Julio Jones might as well be in a wheelchair. He has missed more games than anyone in the NFL that plays receiver. I will bet my life he's missed more games than any guy in the league in the last 3 years. All he does is miss games. He never plays. He's always in street clothes. Trade Galladay to the Bucs. They need a receiver right now. Make a move.
Julio Jones listed as questionable today, along with wide receiver Russell Gage. Chris Godwin is out for the Bucs on Sunday. That is their
Howie Roseman would make the deal. He would have been on the phone already, and he would have sent you, you know, some steak and cheese sandwiches. Whatever they call
moves,
them.
That's for sure. Michael Gallup's going to play Monday night for the Cowboys, it looks like. The Prime Video averaged 15 million viewers. Sean Payton did interviews yesterday saying he's willing to coach again in 2023 for the right job. That right job is the Dallas Cowboys. That's where he's going to be the coach next year. You can book that as we sit here. All right, after we do the Lion share, Scotty, we will get into all of the college football for the weekend. I will tell you last night, nice job by the Hokies at home. They got whacked 33-10. By West Virginia. The Mountaineers went in there in the second half and gave them the business. We caught the over in the Coastal game, 41-24. They beat Georgia State. Nice job there. And Illinois hammered the Mocs of Chattanooga in Champaign last night.
Beat them by 31. We're laying 21. I hit the under 50 and a hook in the West Virginia game. I got all those sharp plays on my site and all the rank plays on my site for college football. Tomorrow they'll be up by 11, getting ready for 12 and in-game live, all access with Joe Ranieri. So get up in the morning, get ready, get your Joe going, get your bagel and egg sandwich going with cheese, and get all those college locks, and let's start hammering it. College is where you make the money. Sundays is where you lose your wife, kids, and family and mortgage.
Got to build that account on Saturday just to give a lot of it away on Sunday when pain day comes. We will come back. Lion's share. For week three in the NFL, passing, rushing, receiving, anytime touchdowns. We've got it all. We rang the bell twice last night. Njoku and the Cleveland Brown defense on the touchdowns.
And Pickens.
And Pickens, yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High, here we go. And, you know, don't short us because we had under on Trubisky, the Pickens, the Njoku, the defensive touchdown. And, Christ, don't get me started on what we did in baseball. I mean, so, I mean, between the two of them, I mean, we're lethal making people money over here.
It was a good night, and now we have the whole slate to look at here for Sunday in the NFL, the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Let's start with the quarterback, Scotty. Passing props for Sunday. We've said it all week. Josh Allen owns the Miami Dolphins. He has beat them up all the time, time and time again, even in South Beach, Scotty. This number down to 280.5, minus 115 both ways. It was 286 earlier in the day, so it's gone down a little bit here. I'm confident that he gets to three Bills on Sunday against Miami.
Three Bills. I mean, I'm like 340 to 360. I don't care who he's playing. Hey, I don't care where the game is. 280. He'll have that at halftime.
From your lips to God's ears. Next, let's go to Joe Burrow. Bengals are 0-2. We talked about it earlier. They're going to MetLife. Let's get T. Higgins involved. Let's get Hurst involved. Let's get over 265.5 and a first Bengal win of the season.
305 at least. He's going off on Sunday because it's desperation time for the Bengals.
And finally, for the quarterbacks, I thought Warren Sharp laid it out for you yesterday pretty well. Patrick Mahomes eats against Gus Bradley defenses. It happens time and time and time again. 289.5 for Patrick Mahomes in Indianapolis on Sunday. Minus 125 to the over. I'll pay it.
3.25 at least. The Colts suck.
The Colts do suck. Mahomes will have a big day on Sunday. Rushing department now. The Titans are 0-2. They need a win badly at home in Smashville. Raiders defense has not been great over the first couple of weeks, Scotty. So who do you lean on in a big spot like this? How about your big man? That is Derrick Henry. 84.5 this is now up to. It was 83.5 earlier in the day. He has been quiet the first few weeks. It is time, Scotty, that Vrabel goes into the offensive coordinator's room, grabs him and says, can you give this guy the rock and block for him a little bit? Let's get him over 100 this week.
Yeah, he's over a buck this week against the Raiders. Stay away from Crosby and he'll be good to go.
Next, Jalen Hurts has been real good the first 2 weeks running the football and throwing as well. He's got 300-yard passing games, but he also has been running the football very efficiently. The football team, Scotty, has been gashed on the ground the first couple of weeks. I think that Hurts has another good day, over 54.5 for him rushing.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a game for some reason in Landover. I'm going to give the Commanders a shot here to keep him under the number rushing.
Next, we will go to the Bears and the Texans. Yes, that's right, the Bears and the Texans. I believe the Bears will win, and I believe the way they'll win is by giving the rock to David Montgomery. Do you realize, Scotty, that when they did give him the ball against the Packers Sunday night, they actually moved it? Let's try it here. 67.5, the over for Montgomery. I think he has a big day, goes over 100, and the Bears win.
Yeah, I like the over there. I like Montgomery's game. He's a problem, and I just don't believe in the Texans like everybody else does. People are falling in love with this team for some strange reason. They're awful. I don't care. It will catch up with them like it always does. They are not that good. I'll believe it when I see it.
And also, they got the great Davis Mills, who the last few years against Matt Eberflus' defenses has had a very hard time, or last year, I should say, in his rookie season, the two meetings against the Colts. Finally, I'm going back to this one from last week. We hit this a week ago. I sat here and said, I think he can get it on one carry. Well, here we go again. I think Debo can get it on one carry, Scotty. 31.5 for rushing yards. I think he rushes more like last year now that Jimmy G is back in the saddle. Over 31.5.
Every time you put up a prop with this guy, I'm over.
That's a good thing. Let's get it, baby. Next, wide receivers. We'll go to Diggs. You got mad the other night. I didn't have Diggs on the board. Guy had a buck 40. We'll go to Diggs this week on a Friday on the lion's share. 81.5. Now up to 82.5. I think he goes over 100 again, just like he has the first couple weeks.
He'll have that in the first 20 minutes. So, and then give me an anytime sea salt sprinkle, anytime TD, sea salt.
Don't worry. He's minus 115 for the touchdown. We will, of course, get him in the end zone. I'm going to stay in that game because, as we've documented, the Bills' secondary very beat up coming into this matchup. We're not going to go to Tyreek Hill. We're going to go to Waddle because Waddle's been good to us the first 2 weeks. 63.5 this is up to now. I think that he has himself a day, especially with the Bills playing. We said in the first week against the Rams, Rams got to expose those rookies the Bills are going to have in the secondary. I think McDaniel and the Dolphins will be able to do it, and Waddle gets over the number.
Whatever Waddle at 62.5, whatever it is, now 63.5, and now whatever, over. And then whatever Hill is, over. Because
yeah.
That's all they're going to do all day long is throw. And give me Gesicki, too. How about over his number and a sea salt TD for Gesicki? That's all they do. That's all they do all day. They throw to those three all day long, and they're going to do it again. Because the Bills have issues. This is going to be a wild game. Expect big numbers from all three of them.
Tyreek Hill, 73.5 is his over. Receiving number for Sunday. And Gesicki to score a touchdown is plus 150, Scotty.
Yes.
To get Mikey G into the end zone. My other receiver I'm going to is, I've been watching the last few weeks. Trevor Lawrence actually has been throwing to the guy that they gave all the money to in the offseason, Christian Kirk, who came over from Arizona. Two tutties last week. I don't need tutties here. Kirk over 60.5 for the Jags. Going a little off the grid here for you, Scotty. Over 60.5 for Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I'm going to say no against that team in SoFi against the Chargers. Not happening. With Ramsey and them, it's not happening.
Let's get to Tutty time. We want to ring the bell several times on Sunday, just like we did last week. Lamar Jackson, Ravens, into Foxborough. Had a 70-plus yarder for a touchdown last week. I think he gets in again this week. Won't be a long one. It'll be a red zone one. Lamar Jackson in Foxborough, plus 155.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope you win your bet. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to piggyback the Josh Allen passing numbers with he scores a rushing touchdown every time he hits South Beach. It's like part of the plan. He's got to go to Fountain Blue. He's got to get a rushing touchdown against the Dolphins, plus 160.
Boom. I'm on that.
Going to the Panthers. Told you that I liked them. DJ Moore had a touchdown last week. It seems like he's the only guy that Baker is looking for. Now down, it's at plus 155 for DJ Moore. He scores for the Panthers against the Saints on Sunday.
Well, I sure hope so. I'm betting on the Panthers, so I'll give you that one too.
And finally, for the touchdowns, you mentioned earlier Hayden Hurst has been very good for the Bengals. He has been very good. Burrow's been looking for him. Tight ends usually beat the Jets up. Plus 190 for Hayden Hurst at MetLife on Sunday to find the end zone for the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm more on Chase and Higgins than Hurst. I think Hurst has a good game. I think he has a lot of yards and targets and catches. End zone for me, no. I'm going up top to Higgins and Chase. That's where I'm going there.
All right, so there you go. The touchdowns for Sunday. There's a few more. Like you said, we sprinkle a few guys. Justin Jefferson, I did want to look for you with Cook. They were both minus numbers. I don't like giving you minus money numbers for touchdown props, Scotty, but they were both in the minus 145 to minus 150 range. They are both minus 150 now to score against the Lions on Sunday. They'll probably both score.
Well, I'll definitely take a flyer on Jefferson against the Lions to score.
There you go. So the props for you, the Lions share, brought to you by BetMGM, Scotty. Let's make it happen here coming up on Sunday with the action. We have a lot of college football to get to between now and the end of the show. Tonight, three games for you, Scotty, including Virginia going up to Syracuse to take on the Orange. It was 10 early in the week, 9.5 now. Can we get an outright win from Virginia, Scotty, coming up here tonight in the Dome against Syracuse? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, you know, they've already shown in the ACC that they can beat the hell out of Louisville up there at the Dome. They pulled one out of their arse against Purdue in a non-conference game on a miracle last-second touchdown pass into the corner. And Virginia is just not good. They, struggle to beat Old Dominion by 2. They can't score. Their offense is sluggish like mud. And I think Syracuse will beat them tonight.
And I know you were telling me yesterday you thought that Boise was going to go out there to El Paso at the Sun Bowl, and they were going to lay it on UTEP. Right now at BetMGM, 16.5 for Boise State on the road tonight. I like Air Force a lot, too. BetMGM minus 24 for them right now.
You know, I mean, Boise State's good for 34 points every week, and I don't think UTEP will score more than 14 points.
I don't either. Air Force team total I like also, Scotty, over 34.5.
That's going to be a wild game. It always is. I don't even care how bad Nevada is. I think it's going to be an over and wild.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High. I mean, Saturdays are for lovers, college football lovers. You know what I mean? It's just packed. It's like a double bacon burger. It's just delicious. Let's go.
It certainly is. We love college football Saturdays on Coast to Coast. You love them even more now because you get to hang with Joe Ranieri during all the early noon kickoff games.
It's great.
Which is just, it's like losing weight. Let's go. Dude. Let's highlight a couple of the big games, and then we'll go through as many as we can. Florida and Tennessee, Rocky Top coming up here on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff, Scotty. How about the 10.5 piece for Hendon Hooker and the Vols here? The question for me in this game, 62.5 is the total. Are we going to get the Anthony Richardson that we saw against Utah in week number one, or are we going to get the Anthony Richardson who was an absolute stiff the last 2 weeks for Florida? I like the Vols, Scotty. I'm going to lay it at 10.5.
That's a dangerous way to make a living, boy. I got to tell you, when a team has just had sex with Tennessee over the last 15, 20 years, I mean, they own them like no other. It's like they're jinxed. So I don't have a problem with Tennessee winning. I have a problem with them covering that piece of wood. 10.5, I think, is way too much against Florida. They have too much speed, too much talent, and I believe Richardson's a good player. He had a couple of, you know, bad games. It is what it is. But he's had a great game against Utah where he dominated. Anyone that has a game like that is capable of it again. It doesn't matter if the game's in Knoxville. It doesn't matter if game day is there. It has nothing to do with the game. That number, to me, is too juicy. Tennessee could barely get by Pitt. And now look, I had Tennessee minus 6 in that game, and they won by 7 in overtime. It was a miracle from God that I covered. I think this rivalry has close game written all over it. I'm no way laying that much. No way.
Look, if Richardson plays like he did in that Utah game, I'm not going to hit that bet. That's for sure. I'm going on the effect that he is not going
Tennessee's
to
on the up. Like the they're getting good.
They're on the up. They've been playing very well. Maybe time for them to turn the tide in this rivalry a little bit. Another team trying to turn the tide, because they have done an awful job in the past against them, is Wake Forest against Clemson, Scotty. Been a long time for them. Last year, Wake was excellent, had their first loss against Clemson in Death Valley. Now they go to Winston-Salem this year. Clemson, this is down to 7 now from 7.5, 55.5 the total. Does Clemson go into Winston-Salem and take care of business?
I think they do, Mike. I just, they're bigger, faster, stronger, better. I mean, Wake Forest, I think, is a poser-ranked team. I like Sam Hartman, but they could barely beat Liberty. I mean, they beat them by 1 point. And if Liberty's pushing you around, which is what they did in Winston-Salem, there's no way I believe they can stop Clemson and that defense. And even, you know, I don't like Clemson's quarterback at all, this DJ, googly, 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 googly. But I think they'll win by 10 or more.
I'm with you. I just think the Clemson defense going to be too much for Wake Forest.
The difference.
I don't think Wake's going to be able to score as much. And even Clemson, as challenged as they can be sometimes offensively, they're going to be able to cover that 7. I think it's a 10 to 14 point win, maybe even more for Clemson tomorrow. Wisconsin visits the Shoe tomorrow night under the lights against Ohio State. 19.5 for the Buckeyes. 57.5 is the total. I have a feeling, Scotty, this is one might not be watching after halftime.
Yeah, Mike, I got it at 18.5, and it's moved, so I'm glad I got it early because I do not believe. Now, remember, last week on my site, I was all over Wisconsin laying that big, giant piece, 37 and a hook, against New Mexico State. They're awful. They covered. They put up 66. And they're not playing New Mexico State this week. They're going to the Shoe, and I think they're at least 3 touchdowns in the hole in this game. I think Ohio State wins this game by 21, 24 points.
I am with you on that. Another game that's been getting a lot of attention, it's in the late night bailout blowout window, is the Trojans going to Corvallis to take on the Beavers, Oregon State and USC. We've seen a lot of movement on this number all week long. On a Friday here, it is minus 6 again for the Trojans. Hefty 70.5 total. A lot of people believe the Beavers will beat the Trojans again like they did a year ago, Scotty, this time at home in Corvallis.
Yeah, well, that's not the team they play this year. This team is a 60-point fireworks show, and it is speed on the outside with Addison, and they have got it all going on with Caleb Williams. USC handles their business in Corvallis and sleeps with a couple of the cheerleaders while they're up there. Might as well while you're visiting. USC rolls.
Great town. We love great Corvallis, the Beavers splashing around. I think that they're becoming a little too much of a trendy pick this week. Seems like everybody's on the Beavers, Scotty, late night on Saturday. And like you said, this is a whole different deal now with Lincoln Riley running that team. All right, let's go to a couple of these other games. Michigan and Maryland, the noon East kickoff at the Big House. The story for Maryland has kind of been the same in the last few years with Loxley and with Tulia. They start out great in a non-conference, look like they got a chance to be a really good team. They get into Big Ten play, and they start getting whacked. 17 they are catching at the Big House against Michigan. Baylor and Iowa State, good one in the Big 12 tomorrow. Minus 2.5 in Ames for the Cyclones, the low 45.5 total there. Also Big 12, Texas and Texas Tech in Lubbock. Longhorns laying the lumber on the road in this one.
I don't think it'll be easy, but I think they're capable of covering that number in Lubbock, to be honest with you. Bigger, faster, stronger up front, the whole deal. I think they're just a bigger outfit altogether than Texas Tech. They're not playing, you know, Houston here, okay? All right, so I think Baylor can go on the road into Ames and win that game. And I think Maryland is a poser football team. I don't believe for 1 minute they're good. This is the same story every year. They play their first three games against Kansas, you know, patsies and cream puffs and candy and saltwater taffy. And then they go play a big game in Ann Arbor at the Big House. They're getting whacked. This is another game, 21 or more.
Next, the Irish visit Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels tomorrow. That is a 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff. Arkansas and Texas A&M, Jerry's World for the night kickoff there. A&M still the 2-point favorite, 50.5 the total. Oregon and Washington State, the Ducks go into Wazoo after their big win over BYU last week, laying 7 as the road favorite. I kind of like the Cougars tomorrow night at home, Scotty.
Well, look, I think they can cover the number. And let me give you a little secret on A&M. They shouldn't be favored in any game unless it's at Kyle Field. Now, at the beginning of the week, I thought this game was at College Station, and I was like, all right, I'll take A&M. Then you said, no, they're playing at Jerry's World. And what did I tell you? I said, all right, thanks. I'll take Arkansas. Done deal. A&M is only good when they're in Kyle Field and they're getting all that homerized milquetoast calls from the crappy refs in that conference that love to give Jimbo all the flags. And I'm telling you, when they play in Jerry's World, they're losing.
Give my Irish a chance tomorrow in Chapel Hill, Scotty. Irish?
No.
No. North Carolina, I don't think they're going to win either, to be quite honest with you. Penn State laying the lumber with the Chippewas coming to Happy Valley. This got up to 28 now. Duke and Kansas, a game a lot of people have given a lot of attention. Both teams 3-0, the basketball schools. Kansas minus 7. The U, Scotty, laying a big number against Middle Tennessee State. They could not do it a couple weeks ago against Southern Miss at home. And Minnesota, a road favorite in East Lansing against Sparty, coming off getting beaten up by the Huskies in Washington.
All right, look, I think Penn State's going to F around with Central Michigan in a game that they walk on the field and think is a you know, cakewalk. I think they're going to go out and think this is easy work. Let's just go through the motions. Easy W. And I think the Chips will be in this game backdoor style, bad beat style, right? And then what were the other ones? The Duke game.
Duke,
I think that's the game of the day in Lawrence. I think Duke can cover the number. They're both unbeaten. Duke is scoring 30 to 40 points a week. They got a great offense, and so does Kansas. I am not going near Kansas because every time I touch a Kansas game, I lose. So I'm going to stay away from it. If I had to, I would take Kansas by a field goal. They won't cover the number. I think Miami has to show up Middle Tennessee. They look terrible against Southern Miss. They look terrible in College Station. They will roll doobies on Middle Tennessee tomorrow night at Hard Rock. And then I think Michigan State wins at Spartan Stadium and row the boat wrong. They're going to get beat by Sparty.
The Hoosiers coming off the overtime win against Western Kentucky. They have the best. There you go. Get the band playing. They go to Cincinnati. Big number here, 16.5. Iowa and Rutgers, low total of the week, 34 in Piscataway. Vandy catching 40.5 at Alabama. Kansas State has been very good against Oklahoma the last few years. They're getting 13 in Norman. Yes, play the band.
I'm really good. That was one finger. I think Cincinnati beats Indiana, but not by that number. I think Rutgers will take care of Iowa. I don't think Iowa's better than anybody. And I think I think Rutgers' offense is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Don't go near that game. Do yourself a favor. Both of those teams are hairdryer city. Alabama is literally, they're going to go sightseeing in Nashville. They're going to go see some country western bands because by the time they're up 60 on Vanderbilt, they're going to have nothing better to do than go watch some music. And then K-State's going to get absolutely butt spanked in Norman by Oklahoma because Kansas State sucks. Okay, Tulane beat them. Know that. Live it. All right, here we go. Now that I know who sucks, I really start making people money. And go in game to my site because I'm going to start making people money there too all day long. You're going to be making sandwiches. I'm going to be making money. Print it. They're going to come looking for me. They're going to go, where's the laundry mat? He's cleaning money somewhere at Pharrell.
Last ones. Let's go. BC against 3-0 Florida State a night game. UConn catching a heavy number in Raleigh against NC State. Utah goes to Arizona State after they fired Herm. They're big road favorites. And Stanford and Washington minus 14 for the Huskies.
Well, I think BC is going to be in the game. NC State's going to roll. Utah is going to spank that ass. They don't even have a coach, and they cheat. I think Stanford covers the number because Washington's coming off of that Michigan State win, and they think they're special. I love teams that think they're special until someone punches them right in the throat. Stanford and Washington ends up being one of the games of the night. Real close, baby, like this.
I like UConn getting the 38.5.
Careful,
I think NC State's going to be.
I mean,
NC
honestly,
State might be looking ahead to Clemson next week a little bit. They might take it.
I heard Paige Beckers is playing quarterback for UConn tomorrow with her bad knee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How about we get a little inside skinny from our main man, Warren Sharp, with a Sharp Report.
Baker Mayfield versus the Saints defense sounds absolutely scary and terrifying, but the reality is this. This Saints defense has not been playing anywhere close to what they were playing last year. The Saints are blitzing at one of the lowest rates in the NFL, and they're getting pressure at the lowest rate in the NFL. Why is this a factor in this game? Well, because Baker Mayfield historically has absolutely struggled terribly against pressure. His splits when he's pressured versus not pressured are massive. And look at the two teams that he has gone up against so far this season. In week one, he played his old team, the Cleveland Browns, who have one of the best pressure rates, fourth best, in fact, in the NFL. They're getting after the quarterbacks a ton. And last week, they played the New York Giants defense with Wink Martindale as defense coordinator, who has one of the highest blitz rates in the NFL. Simply put, Baker Mayfield has been under duress a lot so far this season, thanks to these two great and creative defenses that he's gone up against. I'm not suggesting that the Saints defense isn't great, but it really has not done a good job about getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And if they can't get pressure on Baker Mayfield on Sunday, I actually think Baker could be in a pretty good spot here to have enough success. Matt Rhule is in desperate need of a victory, and if Baker Mayfield can have success because the Saints aren't getting enough pressure, that could absolutely lead to an upset win at home for the Carolina Panthers.
Well, there you go, Carver High. We're both leaning on Baker, and that's a tough guy to back, to be honest with you.
He's a tough guy to back, but I'm going with Warren. He says that the Saints' defense isn't the same. Let's go. This is it for me. I'm done with Carolina after this week. Played him against the Browns. Played him last week against the Giants. I got him over 6.5 wins. I might go down there and fire Matt Rhule if they lose this one, too. I've had enough of this guy.
I was never on that win total, and I was definitely not on them making the playoffs. And we've had people on here selling that to me for months. I'm not on either.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.